Welcome, bienvenue, willkommen y bienvenidos a la tercera temporada de Párate y Destacate. Yo soy tu anfitriona, Nikki Green. Welcome back to season 3 of Stand Up and Stand Out. I'm your host, Nikki Green, and we are kicking off an amazing new season filled with some incredible guests. Stand Up and Stand Out is a podcast for those leaving university and heading into the work world. We help those in transition find their purpose so they can enjoy their career without sacrificing their lives. Following nearly 2 decades working in Fortune 500 companies, I want to share my leadership learnings with all of you. Thought leaders are needed in all walks of life, not just business. And we're in a critical time to pivot ourselves and the community around us to build a better future together. This show is the start of your beyond college journey to help you answer the question, I graduated, now what? Let's get ready to listen in to the next episode. Well, welcome everybody to Stand Up and Stand Out Season 3. We have a very exciting guest for you today. I can't wait to share with you his story and his experience. So from a small Pennsylvania steel mill town to featured on ABC's hit TV show, Secret Millionaire, James Malinchak is a true American success story. James Malinchak is recognized as one of the most requested in-demand business and motivational keynote speakers and marketing consultants in the world. He was featured on the hit ABC TV show, Secret Millionaire, co-authored the best-selling book, Chicken Soup for the College Soul, and was twice named the College Speaker of the Year. James has delivered over 2,000 presentations for corporations, associations, business groups, colleges, universities, youth organizations worldwide, and can speak for groups ranging from 20 to 20,000. James created his business from scratch without being famous, any advanced academic degrees, and without any speaker designations or certifications from any speaker association. James is the behind-the-scenes go-to marketing advisor for many top speakers, authors, celebrities, business professionals, entrepreneurs, sports coaches, athletes, and thought leaders, and is recognized as the world's number one big money speaker, trainer, and coach, teaching anyone who wants to get highly paid as a motivational or business speaker how to correctly package, market, and sell their time, knowledge, expertise, and message. Thank you so much, James, for joining us. It's great to have you here today.
Hey, Nikki, good to have you. Happy on the show. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I was really fortunate to virtually bump into you at Potapalooza before the holidays.
Yeah, the virtual.
Yeah, and it was just so inspirational to just hear your story. And I thought you would be a great guest to have on our show to talk a little bit about what you do, how you got there, and how you help others.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And you got the $20 I sent you to say something nice about it, right?
We take all contributions, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App.
Glad you got it.
So, James, why don't we start things off with you telling us a little bit about yourself? What is your origin story? Every superhero and villain have one. So what's yours?
Well, thanks so much, first, for having me on. And hopefully we say something that impacts your amazing listeners. So I grew up in a tiny steelville town outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, population about 6,000 people. We didn't have much growing up. Dad worked as a railroad conductor in the mill, driving trains, and mom was a lunch mother serving lunches to us kids at school. But I had some big dreams and goals, and my biggest one coming out of high school was to get a basketball scholarship and play college basketball. So I took a scholarship to the University of Cincinnati. And then my coach got relieved of his duties, which is a nice way of saying he got fired. So I transferred and played out in Hawaii and graduated there. Yeah, I know, sun, beach, surfboards. I get it. It's rough. It was rough. Somebody had to do it. But then my dream job, well, first one was to play professional basketball, but I blew my knee out in college, so I couldn't play. But my backup, which was my second, was to be a stockbroker, financial advisor. Always wanted to do that ever since I was a kid. So I moved to Los Angeles and started my career as a stockbroker, financial advisor. Did pretty well there. Worked for a major Wall Street investment firm. And my first year opened up, I think it was 200 some accounts. And because of that, I got a telephone call one day and said, hey, would you come? My son heard that you did all this really great. He works in your, for your company. would you come and speak to my employees? And I was like, I don't speak. I'm a broker, so a financial advisor. He said, well, we only need you to talk for 40 minutes. So I don't speak. I don't do that stuff. And he said, and we'll pay you $5,000. I said, I speak.
Yeah, you're like raising both hands. I got it.
Yeah, a mama didn't raise no fool, you know, someone wants to pay you to talk. And I didn't even know what that meant. But Nikki, I did that talk. He liked it. He booked me for a second and a third. And now I've gone to do over 3,000 some talks. And it's just been one of the greatest blessings. And sometimes in the career, we don't know the path that we're going to go down. And it's unexpected. And if you have blinders on and you're not open to the ideas, then you get tunnel vision and you don't see opportunities. And I would have missed that opportunity had I not accepted that payment for the speech and then also realized, hey, this could be a real career.
Yeah, it's amazing how the transitions happen, right? It's like you have a good foundation in something, a skill set that you learned through school, but then you get out in the world and all sorts of new things open up. But like you said, you have to be willing to listen and take that risk to try something a little bit different. You never know where that path is going to lead you.
Yeah, what I always tell folks is don't go through life with blinders on. That's why they put blinders on horses in races, so the horse can't see anywhere but right in front of them where the jockey is directing them. So what I say is you have to take the blinders off, because a lot of times opportunities for your career will come at you, and if you don't catch it coming, you won't get it going.
Yeah, that's so true. You don't always have a ton of time to make those decisions, and you have to be ready to quickly adjust and adapt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, like I didn't, if I didn't take the opportunity of doing that one presentation, it would have never led to the second, to the third. And we probably would not be on this podcast today, because I would have never done all the speaking that I have done and then started teaching others how to do the same thing.
And I think that's such an important message. I know folks are struggling right now because we've transitioned to this world where we have less interaction with people. Unless we really make an effort, we have to kind of go out of our comfort zone a little bit to get in front of people like we are today, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And what I always say is that when it comes to get in front of people, okay, and anybody go for any career, always think of this. Stop, like, networking. Because people are like, well, you should go network with employers or network with this person or this. And I always say networking equals pest working, okay? You are becoming a pest. What you want to focus on is relationship working, right? See, Nikki, if I look at you, let's pretend you could hire me. And if I look at you as a connection, then I network with you, right? And you know, we don't network with family and friends and people we love and care about. We build relationships with them, right? But see, if I look at you as a family member or a friend, then I start to look at you of how can I build a relationship with Nikki? Yeah, she may not like have me work with her right now or even hire me for her organization or her company, but if I'm focused on serving and building a relationship, 7 years from now, we might come back together. And all of a sudden, now it's the right time for us to work together.
And you just don't know these days, especially with as much as people are changing jobs. And because we're losing borders, you can kind of work anywhere that you want to for a lot of jobs. So it's going to be a really evolving environment, I think, as you just put yourself out there and be genuine. I think that's such an important message to connect on a real level, not just because you're trying to get something from the other person.
Yeah, well, if you lead with a servant's heart, remember, it all starts with, if you think about, well, I'm relationship building here, right? Right. So what would you do if you were looking at someone as I'm building a relationship? And the immediate payoff doesn't always happen, like we mentioned earlier, right? But if you look at that person as, okay, I'm building a relationship, then remember this, the second step is this, don't wear a bib. Wear a napkin draped over your arms. And here's what I mean. When we come into this world and we're born, we get a bib placed under our chin as an infant. And people give to us and serve us, you know, feed us, take care of us, right? Understandably. But what you don't know about your subconscious mind is whatever gets embedded, planted as a seed in your subconscious mind at a young age stays with you. And so what happens is that starts to be the engine of your car driving your actions, and you don't even realize it. And so what happens is if we get that bib placed under our chin, we go through the rest of our lives thinking that people should be giving to us, right? And so what I always say is this. First part of all transformation is awareness. When you become aware of something, man, you could change it in 2 seconds. So now that I'm making you aware of, hey, we come into this world with a bib. What I want you to now do is make the decision to take that bib off from around your neck, drape it over your forearm, and walk around looking at people like you are a server in the finest dining establishment on the planet, and literally pursue people with, how can I serve this person? What can I do to make their life better? What can I do to help them? And it could just be, you know, sending a thank you note in the mail to them because they gave you time or talked to you, maybe they interviewed you. Send them a thank you note and thank them for their time. So that's serving them. That's appreciating them. That's what you would do to a family member.
And it makes it more long-term. Instead of just being transactional that, hey, I'm getting this immediate thing from you and I forget about you tomorrow, you really build for the long term because our careers are long. If, you know, you're getting out of school in your 20s, you're working till you're 60 or more, right? That's 40 plus years where you're trying to continually make those connections, and each connection gets easier because you have those people to rely on to say, yeah, hey, James is a great person. You definitely want to be connected with him, right?
Well, yeah. I met folks in college that I'm still in touch with to this day. And we've done things together, you know, all these years later. So 100% on the long term. Remember, it's not networking, it's relationship.
I love it. Well, as if that philosophy itself, I think, so critical and makes you quite unique. But what else makes you kind of stand out from the others and how you run your business and how you connect with the amazing audiences you've had today?
Well, one of the things is, and it's the reason actually my logo, if you look here on my shirt, for anyone that could see it, it's a coin. So my company is called Big Money Speaker, bigmoneyspeaker.com, but it's a coin. And on the first, and what I say is it's about all business. You don't have to just want to be a speaker, but we have two sides to the coin. The first side is information, helping people, serving, making the world a better place, impacting people's lives. And that is extremely important, but it took me a long time to understand that that's only one side of the coin. The flip side of the coin is what we call the business of everything, right? So like if you're trying to get a job or a career, the first part is how can you serve them? How can you help them? How can you relationship work? How can you make a contribution? The flip side of the coin is what are you going to be able to do for that organization now, right? What's the flip side, the real tangible stuff? Right. And so for me, one of the things I think that makes me different is and not only do I help folks with the first side, which is what is the message that you're delivering? How are you going to communicate that? How are you going to have people see your value and see the benefits that you bring? But the flip side of the coin is, OK, on a real tangible basis, now we're in a career, we're in a business, and we've got to run it by the numbers. And we got to look at the real tangible stuff you do on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis to actually make your business and make your career, you know, why and be successful. So I think one of the things that makes me different is I'm always focusing on both sides of the coin, not just one side.
Liquidless laundry detergent? As you know, plastic is a huge problem. Only 9% get recycled. Even if you put your jug in a bin, 25% gets declined from cross-contamination. If plastic does get recycled, it can only be reused twice. The facts don't lie. It's time to stop using plastic. Did you know that liquid detergent is up to 90% water? Earthfreeze created dehydrated detergent. Our eco sheets easily dissolve in hot or cold water with the same powerful clean you're used to. Our packaging is biodegradable cardboard and ink. Eco-friendly options are usually expensive. Eco sheets are affordable. That way, everyone can make a difference. Laundry detergent is one of the most requested items at homeless shelters. With every package, we donate 10 loads of detergent. You get to choose who you donate to. We also donate a portion of our revenue to the planet. There is no reason not to switch. Subscribe and receive it exactly when you need it. No contracts, cancel anytime. We even offset all of our carbon emissions. This means your deliveries are carbon neutral. You can stay safe and order right from your home. Eco sheets are vegan and cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and a fragrance-free option, and sensitive to the most delicate skin. There are already thousands of 5-star reviews, and we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you have any issues, we will refund you. So why not give Eco sheets a try? Click below or visit earthbreeze.com.
What are you waiting for? Why haven't you ordered?
Click below to try.
And that really does make a difference. And I see this as well as telling yourself or just being able to present yourself, it applies to so many things. It doesn't have to be getting on a stage in front of, you know, thousands of people. It's still that initial interview to land the job. It's presenting in front of your boss or your superiors, you know, to try to get that next raise. And a lot of people are afraid of public speaking, but this is public speaking. And now you even have virtual options, right? And you don't know how many people could be behind the screen listening in.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, everything in life is public speaking. We just don't look at it like that. You know, where I made a career, a business out of public speaking, I'm not saying everybody has to do that, but you have to realize that you are public speaking all the time. You are communicating all the time. And you never know, like you said, you never know how many, like we're recording this. We never know how many thousands, tens of thousands, millions of people will see this over the years, right? So that's what you have to remember when you are actually communicating. You think you're communicating with one person, but now, especially in the virtual world, you could be doing a job interview and it could be beat to 47 different countries where 47 different managers are looking at you. So, you know, be cognizant of how you are communicating. And just always remember, are you leading with the bib or are you leading with the napkin over the arm, trying to talk in terms of serving people?
And I think that's such an important message, too. I know a lot of folks in the next generation are continuing to get back on this caring about causes, caring about the planet, any kind of things that have affected them over their lives. And you have some amazing superpowers for good. So what causes have affected your life and how have you improved them for future generations?
Oh, a great question. And one of the greatest blessings God has ever blessed me with was, got a telephone call one day from a group of folks that said, hey, we're doing this documentary. That's the way they frame the documentary on volunteering. We'd like to be a part of this. I'm not interested. Literally said, I'm not interested because I'm a business guy. Like, I'm not part of some doc. I don't even know what they're talking about. I'm not a TV guy. I'm not a video guy, right? I'm just an ordinary entrepreneur, you know, doing work. And so they kept persisting. And so then they kept persisting. And I was like, and they said, a mutual friend recommended you. And I'm like, okay, now I actually should talk to them because I don't want to upset my mutual friend. And I don't know who that might be. So anyway, we get on the phone. And they, after about 15 minutes, they said, you sound fantastic. I said, but I already told you I'm not doing your documentaries. They said, well, we need to tell you something. We're actually not XYZ production company. We are ABC Television. And the show is not actually a documentary. It's actually called Secret Millionaire. And it's going to be on 8 o'clock Sunday nights, prime time on ABC Worldwide. And I said, yeah, right. Lord, what cousin of mine put you up to this, right? I'm waiting for like, yeah, to get punked or like candid camera comes out and says, gotcha, you know? And so, but it was ABC Television. Long story short, they said, it's called Secret Millionaire. We want to take millionaire entrepreneurs out of their element, and we want you to live basically undercover. And we want you to look for amazing, beautiful people who are serving and making a contribution, having others basically stand up and speak out, if you will, and stand up and stand out. And we want to recognize them, and we want you to do that. And so basically, they showed me and told me the essence of the show. They showed me a trailer, and I went, oh, are you serious? And I said, if this is true and real and authentic, this is way bigger than a TV show. We can put the hope back into people's hope tanks because so many people have their hope tank on E. And I said, that's the reason I did the show. Long story short, I was just talking to one of the producers the other day. And now, this is crazy, Nikki. They say over 50 million people around the world have watched Secret Millionaire. 50 million. I get emails and messages all the time from people in like South Africa and Australia and Ireland who are like, hey, man, I just saw you on the Secret Millionaire show. This was so fantastic. So it's running everywhere. So it's been one of the true blessings, not because I was on some TV show and got to do some cool, famous red carpet things. It was awesome because I really believe we have actually put the hope back into a lot of people's hope tanks.
That's fantastic. And that's, I think, an important part of what we can take from it, too, even on any scale that we have. Giving back to people is so important, especially right now. People have been struggling through the pandemic for any number of, you know, reasons, either in work, out of work, got kids at home, you know, all the things that we've been trying to get through. And a little bit of kindness can go a long way. It's like you did the show, like you said, but even the reach of the show can be bigger. And with social media now, even individuals can, you know, pass it forward and say, this is a good thing I did. What did you do good today? Right. And keep that cycle.
Yeah. If you think about it, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
That's why we're here on Earth. You know, my dad was a steel worker. And my dad used to always say to me, so I would do something like I'd have a basketball, you know, award and something great would happen. I'd say, hey, Dad, check this out. And he'd go, oh, son, that's great. I love you. But always remember, you didn't come into this world with anything. You're not labeled with nothing. And the only thing you could take with you is knowing that you made a difference while you were here and the memories that you created. Hey, Dad, look, I did this. I want this thing, you know, my career. Oh, son, I'm proud of you. God, oh, I love you. But always remember, you didn't come into this world with anything. You're not a label with nothing. And the only thing you got, son, is doing good while you're here, making a difference in the memories you create. So every time I did something great, he would congratulate me, say he's so proud of me. But then he would kind of like put me back on planet Earth and say, hey, it's not about that. That's all cool. Enjoy it. Go out to Burger King, get a hamburger, and have fun, celebrate, whatever. But remember, it's about the difference we made while we're here and the memories we create.
Yeah. That's such a good memory. And I've always talked about it too, is I'm always serving on boards on top of, you know, other volunteer work. And it's just such an important thing that there's so many ways to give back, and it doesn't take much to make a difference in other people's lives. And another great way to connect with community.
Oh, yeah. And you don't have to give money. Don't think, you know, on Secret Millionaire, I wrote over $100,000 worth of checks to give to those amazing groups. Doesn't have to be money. It could be time. You can donate and give your time. You can give your talents. If you're really good at fixing things, you can donate your talents to an organization where you are willing to, you know, fix things for any members of the organization for free. You know, so it could be time, it could be talents, right? It could be financial resources, but don't think it's just money. Okay. And by the way, do you know how we spell the love in this world? L-O-V-E. It's not L-O-V-E. It's T-I-M-E. How much time do you give to others to help them?
Yeah, I think that's just beautiful and such a great way for us to kind of round out the show and take a moment to really think. I mean, people make New Year's resolutions in January, but I kind of feel like we can always improve ourselves every month, you know, think about how we can do better for ourselves, for our community, and help others in the process.
Oh, absolutely. Wake up every day. And, you know, every day above ground, as Zig Ziglar used to say, is a great day. So if you wake up and you're living and breathing and have a chance to, you know, be alive, which is the greatest gift we've ever had, if you think about it, right? Then why don't you make a decision every day to impact folks, put a smile on one person's face. I don't care if it's holding the door for someone, helping an elderly lady with groceries into your building, but just do something good for someone else. And I truly believe, Nikki, that stuff goes around. That spreads around. We all do our little part, just one little act of kindness each day. Make this world a little bit better of a place.
I love that. I love that. And it will pay back in karma and so many good things coming your way when you just keep putting positive energy back out into the environment.
It's just a great way to live. The secret to living is giving.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you, James, for joining us. It's been wonderful meeting another kindred spirit in the business world here today. I'm sure our audience is going to love hearing from you and excited to see what the future holds for all of us. So,
thank you so much and keep doing the great work you're doing. Remember, you're blessing people, you're uplifting them, you're giving them a little kick in the rear to get them in gear. We all need that, and I commend you, and I'm so proud of what you're doing. And thank you for allowing me to be just a little piece of that today.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. This has been Stand Up and Stand Out, and we will catch you next time.
Well, another awesome show in the books. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed making it. For video outtakes of the show, don't forget to catch us on TikTok You Don't Stop at NikkiGreen678. The full-length shows are available on all the podcast platforms, now including Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Good Pods. The full video is available on Nikki's YouTube channel, and links to all of our social media, including info about our guests, is available in our show notes and on our website at www.greenchameleoncollective.com/podcast. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.